Now, Lifestyle with Patty Mack on CFAX 1070.
Good afternoon, everybody. It's great to be with you every Saturday right here on CFAX 1070. I'm Patty Mack, and we'll be with you this hour. And I always like to bring in great people who tell their stories, who have something to offer, and we always try and have a little bit of fun, too. On the show today, we have Pamela Sylvan on the second half of the show. She's a PR wizard. She's got a new online magazine called Downtown and Around and a new project, Mojo Maker. So we'll talk to her about all that and how to be your own rock star PR publicist. On the top of the show, we have our first guest is Grace Gary, who has a practice called Graceful Solutions. She is a counselor, a consultant, and many more things. She's a community builder as well. She just won the eWomen's Award for Community, and also she won a few years ago the UN Limited. How are you, Grace?
I'm good. Thanks for having me on, Patty.
Nice to have you here. I met you a few months ago at eWomen, and right away was struck by you and your personality, of course, your lovely accent. And so, of course, you come from Ireland.
I come from Ireland.
And that was 20 years ago you came to Victoria?
Yes, yes.
And how did you arrive here? What is your story?
Well, I can blame my husband.
we all do.
Well, he wasn't my husband when I first met him, but I met him in London, and we did the long-distance relationship thing. And then I came here 20 years ago, and we got married about 16 years ago. So I've been here ever since.
And how do you like Victoria?
Well, I'm very lucky, of course. They say living in Victoria is like living in a postcard. I'm so pleased with the weather, which is much better than Ireland.
Right.
So when people complain about the weather here, they haven't been on the west coast of Ireland where it rains most days.
Is that right? So you're from which town in Ireland?
I'm from Donegal, which is the northwest.
Oh, I love the way you say Donegal. And do you miss being in Ireland?
I mean, some people who are immigrants don't, but a lot of people do. And so I go home every year. It's still home. I love going home.
It's a part of you.
It is. Right. It's very much a part of me.
Part of who you were. And that's part of how you started this community group in your neighborhood, where you invite neighbors in. Tomorrow's one of your events. You're going to have them in for a tea. Yeah. In the winter, it's soup. Because you grew up in a community that was smaller, so you like to build that. And I think that's something that's desperately missing in our town at times.
Yeah. Well, I grew up in a very small community of 200 people, and our family had one of the two pubs. So we were kind of...
Oh, you are popular.
I know how to pull a good pint of Guinness.
Oh, awesome.
I don't even like the stuff, but...
It just brings community, though, right? In England, Ireland, is really about bringing people together,
about
food and not just the pints, whatever, although that probably helps.
Yeah. I actually wrote an article once about that I'd started my counselling career learning how to listen in the pub, because people come in, especially those small pubs, they come in to talk and chat and listen or be listened to.
I bet. And isn't that half the thing? And I think when I do the show, I think part of it is just letting people know that we're really more alike than different, and that we all go through stuff.
Yes, absolutely.
And it's really, there's people to help. And that's where you come in too, is what you do. Your background, you've got a lot of education and social work.
Yes.
Tell us about how you came to Graceful Solutions, because you have a long list of education and credits to your name.
Yeah, well, I was a social worker for many years in many different kinds of jobs. I worked in prison, child protection, mental health. We were foster parents for almost a decade. So lots of experience, inner city Dublin. I've done a huge amount of therapy as well. So I love working with people, love counselling people. And really, it's not unlike your job in that you're listening, you're drawing people's stories out. Mm-hmm. And the stories I listen to are often stories, painful stories, that people have become kind of hostage to because of the past. And so I help them to untangle those, identify the patterns that have come into their lives because of those stories. And I say that the past has kind of long arms. It reaches into the present, often in the places that we least expect it. But it's often the places where we struggle, difficult relationships, or when people are trying to lose weight and they can't figure out why they're not losing it. There are often reasons, and it's often to do with the past. So I help people to figure that out, because they actually know it themselves, but often they don't have a place to land their stories, to be heard, so that they can make sense of themselves.
Don't you think people are afraid to ask for help, though? It's a sign of weakness, and yet therapy is probably counseling is one of the best things we can do for ourselves, because often we don't want to divulge these things to other people that we know closely.
It's so personal. One of the things I bring to it is I've had a lot of therapy, so I have sat in the client chair, and it has made me humble as well, because I know how tricky these things could be and how personal it feels. So I think one of the things I bring is I'm intuitive, and people generally feel safe with me. Yes. And that's the starting point. If you don't feel comfortable and safe, I mean, you're not going to tell people those personal stories. So I hear a lot of secrets. People cry a lot with me. I always have the box of tissues there. And they go out feeling lighter, they feel relieved, they've got some ideas for strategies, we have an idea of what the solution would be, and they feel more content in their soul, you know, and more hopeful.
Right, and if someone hasn't ever been to therapy, I think it's just that, it's something in your toolbox to work with, other than just being, you know, fragmented and not knowing what direction to take.
Yeah.
So therapy, counseling can help you to kind of have a game plan and someone to listen to, first of all. And do you have to sort of, for those past hurts, because I know with the emotional eating, a lot of people do emotional eating and then they gain weight back, they diet, they gain weight, they, you know.
Yeah.
I've done that my whole life, and a lot of people have.
Yeah.
But a lot of times there is something in the past that is holding you back and you may not even be aware of it as you get older.
And it's true. And it's also often a cluster of things. And many of the women I see are very successful women and they have control over a lot of things in their life. And there's this one thing that they can't seem to get a grip on. And it's often to do with how they feel about themselves, how they treat themselves. They're often big-hearted people who put others before themselves. And one of the pieces that they need to do is to prioritize their own self-care. It's not just about a diet.
And don't you think that sometimes, especially women, we tend to think we have to give to other people and almost be a martyr and we're putting everybody's needs first? We kind of, like on the plane, have to put the mask on first, don't we?
Yes, exactly.
And love ourselves.
Yes, exactly. And it seems counterintuitive because, as you say, as women, we've been socialized to put others before ourselves. But really, I think what we need to do is we have to feed that little person that's inside ourselves. You know,
our soul,
exactly. And it's often not even the food we want. It's some meaning. It's a feeling of value. It's a sense of being centered. It's a whole lot of things.
It's comfort. And do you find that being mindful, because I think with so many distractions, yes, there are a lot of stress, but it's our mind can make whatever stress we want out of any situation, right?
Yeah.
And unless we're mindful about our eating or anything else, it can all spiral, whether it's watching too much TV or drinking too much or eating too much or whatever your thing may be.
Yeah, I think mindfulness is huge. It's very important. And because often we're in habits. And when you're in a habit, often you're not mindful, you're mindless. So if it's a good habit, like brushing your teeth, that's fine.
Yeah.
But if it's a bad habit, like munching your way through a bag of chips in front of the TV, you know, you get to the bottom of the bag and you think, well, what happened? You don't even remember eating them. So one of the things I do is help people become aware of their patterns and their habits, because until you're aware, you don't know what you're dealing with. Once you're aware, you can start making choices, you know, and the choices you make will govern how you behave, and how you behave will govern your results. So, you know, we start further up the river to find out what's going on back there.
And do we find that when we go back to our youth, that there was an incident or we used food or hid food, or have you found a lot of commonality with people that their past and what it was that triggered that?
Well, it's sort of, I think, as they say, it's not one size fits all. This, for some people, food was absolutely meant love in their families and they grew up in loving families, but there's a lot of, you know, treats.
Right.
For other people, maybe they were abused in their family and those sweet things or that food that they loved was the comfort that they wanted. And for some, the food that they love is associated with loving memories. So maybe it was time with grandmother where you'd baked cookies or you had peanut butter sandwiches. And so people, I had a client, for example, who loved McDonald's. But when we looked into it, she used to stop in McDonald's with her grandparents, who are now dead. Mm-hmm. And that was when she would get a craving for McDonald's. She was really looking for a grandparent fix, which was really about feeling loved. It wasn't really about the Big Mac as much as about the, you know, the feeling she had with her grandparents. And some of that is grieving it, is appreciating it. And sometimes when you locate what it is, it sort of helps you then, okay, really, do I want a burger or am I feeling lonely?
And do you have to replace, for what, when you're counseling people, do you try and replace one habit or one thing with something else, like, and try and find new things to replace that with?
I think it's always important, because if you just try and wipe out a habit, you're probably not going to do so well with that. Mm-hmm. Because often with a habit, there's a cue, then there's the habit and there's a reward. So you just want to change the habit and give yourself the reward. Sometimes it's a different food. It's a food that's maybe a better food for you. Maybe it's to journal a little bit about how you're feeling. You know, so there's different ways of trying to figure out what's really going on here. Maybe it's to talk to a friend. I'm feeling a bit low. I'm a big believer in talking and crying with friends. It doesn't have to be a therapist, you know, but often we don't have a friend who's going to listen.
Right.
You know, so.
A good cry is good for you, right?
I know.
Because sometimes you need to get it out. And sometimes you just stuff it down with food and you need to to get it out. Have you ever had a problem with your weight?
Yes, I have. I mean, one of the things some of my strengths around as a counselor are the things that I've struggled with and overcome. Now, some things, of course, it's all an ongoing thing. But yeah, all my life, I've had my relationship with food has been a bit distorted. I grew up in a bar that also had a sweet shop. Mm-hmm. So I did a lot of eating. You know, we had my mother was a good cook. So there's a lot of reasons why I was an emotional eater. So I've done a lot of dieting. And because I'm tall, people don't necessarily assume that I've struggled with my weight. But I've, you know, in your own mind, I've certainly struggled with it and with those patterns.
And I like what you say. You want people to live a peaceful, happy life.
Yeah.
And be contented, because it's such a burden to carry around when food should be enjoyment.
Exactly.
To have all this stuff around that when we can hopefully deal with it with help from someone like you.
Yeah.
And move on with life and enjoy it, because that's the purpose, hopefully, to have enjoyment.
So I have a four-week group coming up online. I'm experimenting as well as individual work. I do stuff online. So I have a four-week group coming up called Change Your Mind, Change Your Weight. And that looks at sort of the triggers, the habits, the stress stuff, and how to make a plan for yourself to try and get control of one's mind, because it all happens up there.
When we come back, more with Grace about maybe tapping into that mind and some solutions. Back in 2 minutes.
Traffic got you down. We'll get you up and going with more traffic more often. If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070.
This program is brought to you by Marigold Nurseries.
Hi, this is Niels from Total Prepare. Did you know we sell emergency food that has a 25-year shelf life? It's GMO-free, tastes fantastic, comes with lots of gluten-free options, and is great for campers and hikers, too. Would you like to keep your emergency water supply bacteria-free for 5 years? We have water stabilizers, water storage tanks, plus the award-winning portable Life Straw to filter any water source. Do you have an emergency kit? Come see our huge selection right here in Victoria at Total Prepare, or visit our website at totalprepare.ca.
This is Julie Skinner from Vision Travel, inviting you to experience Active Travel Month with our partner G Adventures, the experts in small group adventure travel around the world. During the month of May, save 15% on any departures until December 15th, or save 20% on any departures until July 31st. Call us today for your next adventure. Vision Travel, vacations crafted by professionals. 250-412-1888. That's 250-412-1888.
Hey, did you hear about the sale at the Vitamin Shop?
Yes, the spring and summer sale. The Vitamin Shop is my place for healthy solutions, where I can afford to stock up on vitamins and supplements.
Find the most comprehensive selection of high-quality nutritional supplements from Natural Factors, Preferred Nutrition, Renew Life, Kyolic, and many more during the annual spring and summer sale at the Vitamin Shop. Call 250-386-1212 and ask about their free delivery service. The Vitamin Shop, 1212 Broad Street and CanadianVitaminShop.com.
Are you living paycheck to paycheck, losing sleep, and feeling overwhelming anxiety? Release the burden in just one session. You're invited to Live Debt-Free, a free counseling session courtesy of Abacan & Associates, debt restructurers, and trustees. Learn 7 ways to shed your debt and get the life you've always wanted. Space is limited, so call today, 995-3122, or at abacan.com. That's abakhan.com. Abacan & Associates will show you there's life after debt.
We are back with Grace Gary from Graceful Solutions. We're talking about strategies for well-being, emotional eating. And it's one thing, Grace, when you lose weight, and I know you're going to be addressing this in a lot of your workshops and the things you put on. And we can talk about your website, too, because you got a lot of good information there and blogs. What about regaining? Because, you know, I've lost some weight recently, and that's always a fear. It's like, you know, how do I keep that? Because it's sort of a job almost to lose. And then you go, okay, now I'm here. Now, what is my motivation? Other than, you know, feeling great and clothes fit, not to go back into those same patterns that you had.
Well, I think that's a very important question, Patty, because when you're losing weight, it's very exciting. You get on the scales, oh, whoopee, I've lost more weight. Uh-huh. And then when you get to your target weight, it's like, it's not as exciting anymore. And maintenance is so important, because you know, it's and it's something you have to stay awake to. I think that people, if you fall asleep at the wheel again, I think that's part of what happens is you think, oh, I'm fine now, I can have all the treats. And of course, you can have some of the treats. But if you go back to square one, the weight's going to go back to square one as well. So it's kind of like having to stay awake, which is a good thing, staying mindful, as you say. So it's a different set of strategies and it's a different journey. It's like the goalposts have changed. Instead of losing the weight, you're just trying to keep it at a steady, you know, of okay, I'll allow myself to go up 1 or 2, 3 pounds, but I'm not going to let it go up to 20 pounds, you know, before I take action again. So you have to sort of stay aware of it.
So people that are seeing you probably want to keep seeing you through that period, because it's almost like when you have a baby, you know, you have help before, then you have the baby and everybody leaves. You kind of need help along the way when you've lost weight. So what are some of the best tips to sort of keeping on track? So you've been great, you've lost some weight, you've dealt with your issues. Mm-hmm. So what are some things that you help your clients with that keep them on track?
Well, I think often when people are trying to lose weight, they're focused on their diet and their exercise, which of course are important. Mm-hmm. But I think there's more to it than that. I'm offering actually a free session on the phone on this Wednesday and this Saturday called Why Top 3 Reasons Women Regain Weight. Because I think people don't always realize that there's a bigger package than just those two things. So it means continue to have a plan. You know, to plan and be aware. It means self-care, because if you treat yourself badly, and you know, a lot of women I work with can't be bothered making themselves the healthy food that they should be, you know, they don't make space for themselves in their lives. So there are a lot of different bits to it, but it is
it's very complex, really.
It is complex, really, and we're complex. People are complex.
Right,
and it's also allowing yourself to keep it off, because sometimes we self-sabotage. We get a bit scared, because for many women, I think some of my clients call it their fat suit. They want to lose it, but there's a part of them then feels kind of self-conscious. Mm-hmm. They get all these compliments, which kind of feel nice, but for some people, they kind of make them scared. They don't want to have men looking them up and down if they're heterosexual. They kind of they feel self-conscious. And so it's something about becoming relaxed in your own skin and being okay with that.
And I guess you have to take a bigger approach to it too, as just not about food, but about maybe finding other, whether it's spirituality, something else, giving back to others, something that takes you out of just being focused totally on weight loss, because it can be a whole journey in itself.
Yeah.
And like you say, the scale. And I know with Vicki Waters, I've been doing work with her, and, you know, measuring, it's not just about the scale, but so many people, especially from the 70s, you know, the scale is everything.
Yeah.
And it's like, if it's lower, oh, I can eat more. If it's higher, then you don't want to eat all day. And you kind of sabotage by storing your fat again.
Yeah, and I think it's very, I mean, I'm not a dietitian, and so I don't, but I know quite a bit about healthy food and stuff, and I'm not for calorie counting. I mean, I think it's good to measure things, but at the same time, not to get transfixed. I think when you lose weight too, it's also important, if you have defined your whole life around weight loss, how are you going to define yourself when weight isn't an issue anymore? You know, to move on from that identity.
And you know what, and I'm sure you see it all the time with women, it's like, my mom was 92 in an assisted living, and everybody's still talking about dropping that last 5 pounds. It's like, oh my gosh, seriously?
Yeah.
You know, it's sort of a topic of conversation that is like the weather.
Yeah, and I think it keeps women distracted from actually doing good things in the world, because we're so busy making sure that our hair looks good and our nails are done and our weight is the right weight, that it distracts us from all the other good we can do in the world that needs to be done, the work.
Yeah. That's a really good point. So do you help your people find, your clients find other ways to use their energy, like different, like what you're doing, which is bringing community in, the sharing yourself a bit with people?
And I think it's also about enjoying the being able to go out and exercise. Like, I have one client and she had bariatric surgery, and she just made up her mind, that's it, I am not going back there. And she's out on her bike, and even her surgeon has said he's so proud of her and he's envious. She's so enjoying her exercise that the benefits of that start to, and the enjoyment of it starts to become a part of her new identity.
And you do a lot of that too with bariatric surgery.
Yes, I do. I work with people who've had bariatric surgery, whether it's lap band or the sleeve or the bypass, to sort of, and each of those surgeries are different in terms of what people have to deal with. But I think often people think when you've had bariatric surgery that, oh, you've taken the easy way out. You haven't. You know, you still have to do the work. If you don't do the work, the surgery won't be successful. You know, the surgeon has said to me that in some ways he does the easy part, which is to do the operation on the abdomen. The hard part is changing the mind, which is why I think that's a key piece, is figuring out how to change what's going on in your mind, how to stay mindful, how to plan your self-care, how to allow yourself success.
And not to be depressed, because I'm sure food has been your best friend. So if you've gone to bariatric surgery, you're losing your best friend. So there must be some depression there too, I would say.
Exactly. And you have to find other ways to deal with your stresses, because when you feel like you want to have the food that's not on your list, how are you going to deal with those feelings? Because people often feel lonely, they're anxious. You know, you have to find other ways to handle those feelings. I mean, certainly counselling helps, but even after counselling's over, what kind of relationships can you have with your close family and friends to be able to offload stuff when you're upset? Can you journal? Can you pray? You know, whatever works for you.
Right, because a lot of people are very lonely.
Yeah.
And exercise has been part of their life because they felt too big to exercise, especially when they've gone to that level.
Yeah.
But like this lady you're talking about who's riding her bike.
Yeah.
I mean, how freeing is that when you felt like you were maybe closed at home? And I think I watch a lot of those shows on TV with people that are so large.
Yeah.
That they're just so isolated. But, and also people really contribute to it. What do you call it? Like with alcoholism, they're, you know, co-conspirators with it.
Yeah.
They bring the food in, the bad food. And it's almost like they've gotten used to it. Have you found that too? That to keep people away almost that are sabotaging their new life?
Yeah, exactly. And even, you know, for some women, their husbands, they have to get them on board, because some of the women have said to me that although that their husbands, some of them, their husbands are very supportive.
Right.
Some of them, their husbands are undermining. So they'll arrive in with the food that the woman can't eat. And it's sort of the temptations are all around the house.
Wow.
So, there's a way in which I think sometimes husbands can get a little threatened if women are losing weight. And on the one hand, they're pleased for them. On the other hand, they start to wonder, well, is this going to have any effect on our relationship? You know, so their insecurities comes out as well.
Wow.
So it's tricky.
So complex. You see everything. Now tell us how people get a hold of you if they want to know more about your counseling and your workshops and all that you do.
So my website is gracefulsolutions. I have lots of tips there on habit change or whatever. I've got these free calls coming up on why women regain weight and some tips on how to stop that. And if they're interested, I'm doing the Change Your Mind, Change Your Weight early June. On a Wednesday night at 7.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
And if you want to know more about Grace or any of my guests, you can always contact me, lifestylewithpattymack.com. It's a Saturday right now. It's a weekend. A lot of people are, you know, maybe going to be eating too much.
Yeah.
And maybe they're depressed. What's a good tip? If someone's listening right now, what is something you can tell them to maybe help them out of their situation if it feels helpless to them to get motivated?
Well, that's a big question.
Well, I think sometimes
it's actually just, you know, taking a step back and facing it. You know, when weigh yourself or just decide what difference would it make for you if you could lose the weight? I think often people feel very hopeless, but it's sort of it's you have to start somewhere.
Right.
Yeah.
And there's always people like Grace here. So you've got help. Don't be alone. There's always help. And Grace, you're going to hang around here next after the news. We're going to talk to Pamela Sylvan back after the news.
This is Julie Skinner from Vision Travel inviting you to experience Active Travel Month with our partner G Adventures, the experts in small group adventure travel around the world. During the month of May, save 15% on any departures until December 15th or save 20% on any departures until July 31st. Call us today for your next adventure. Vision Travel, vacations crafted by professionals. 250-412-1888. That's 250-412-1888.
Grandpa, you've done pretty well for yourself. What's your secret?
Jimmy, it's all about planning for your future. And investing in mortgages with a mortgage broker at Great Pacific is a great opportunity for high-yield returns secured by real estate. Then you receive interest on the amount lent out. Great Pacific has been arranging mortgages for over 20 years.
Couldn't I just invest in baseball cards or something?
You're not very smart, are you, Jimmy?
Investing or borrowing? Call Great Pacific Mortgage and Investments. After all, it's your money.
This is Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070.
Good afternoon, I'm Kyle Reynolds with CFAX 1070 News. The lead pack at this year's Swiftshore International Yacht Race is well out into the water now. The annual event, comprised of five different races, got underway at around 9 o'clock this morning. A lack of wind has slowed some previous Swiftshores down to a crawl, but that doesn't appear to be a concern this year, according to race chair Vern Burkhardt.
We're expecting good winds. Looks like it might build this afternoon, and typically it gets a little lighter in the evening, but we think we're going to have a fast race. So I think it's going to be a faster race than last year and certainly faster than the year before.
You can follow all 198 competing boats through a live tracker on the Swiftsure website. Dragonfly has opened up a sizable lead in the Cape Flattery multi-haul race. Valkyrie and Neptune's Car are battling for first in the Hind Bank race, and Rage and Atalanta appear to be 1-2 in the Lightship Classic category. A suspected drunk driver drove off the road and ended up down a gully yesterday near Uptown. It happened just after 5 o'clock yesterday afternoon.
Alcohol is definitely a factor in this accident, possibly speed as well.
That is Constable Jason Whitaker with Saanich Police, who says no one was badly injured when the black convertible veered off the road and crashed about 15 feet down a hill. Two people were in the vehicle. Charges are now pending against the driver. A Colwood man criminally charged with the vicious attack of his family dog has been convicted on 2 counts. CFAX's James Gardner has that story.
The pit bull mix female dog Bryn suffered blunt force injuries to her head, torso, legs, and teeth in the alleged beating, which happened in Colwood in early April 2014. Charges against Joseph White and his co-accused Sandy Johnston were laid in June of last year. The BCSPCA says the dog's owners didn't bring the injured dog in for medical treatment, and staff rushed the dog in for treatment at the Victoria shelter after learning about its injuries. White faces 2 counts, causing unnecessary pain and suffering to an animal and failing to provide necessaries for an animal. White has been released with conditions that include not to contact the co-accused. No word on what happened to her charge. James Gardner, CFAX 1070 News.
Incoming Alberta Premier Rachel Notley is among those sending condolences after a firefighting plane crash killing the lone pilot. The small air tanker was used for fire suppression. It went down yesterday just east of Lac La Biche. The plane was a single-seater Air Tractor 802, known in the company as the Fire Boss. The vote is now official, and Irish citizens have approved legalizing gay marriage by a landslide. Figures from yesterday's referendum show 62.1% of Irish voters said yes. Thousands of gay rights activists cheered, hugged, and cried outside Dublin Castle today. Prime Minister Enda Kenny welcomed the outcome, saying the vote shows that the Irish are a generous, compassionate, bold, and joyful people. At CFAX News, it's 1:33.
Imagine a spectacular fruit salad. Now imagine that you made it with fruit from your own fruit trees. And where do you get them? Marigold Nurseries. Apple, pear, plum, cherry. Browse Marigold's wide variety of vegetable and fruit starts. Lettuce, spinach, broccoli, raspberries, blueberries, and more. Spring is the thing at Marigold Nurseries, where great ideas are blooming. Drop by and visit today. On Lockside Drive in Sanishton, online at marigoldnurseries.com.
From our growing family to yours, Marigold Nurseries.
CFAX weather mainly cloudy today. We sit at 13 degrees right now downtown and an expected high of 19 for the day. Partly cloudy tonight with a low down to 11. Tomorrow, a mix of sun and cloud on tap with a high of 19 degrees. I'm Kyle Reynolds. Your next news is coming up at 2 o'clock. Breaking news when it happens on CFAX. It's now 1:34.
Good afternoon. This is
Victoria at Noon, winner of the best newscast in BC 4 years in a row. Tune in to CFAX 1070 every weekday at noon to hear the day's news.
I'm James Gardner.
And I'm Pamela McCall. Coming up, police are scratching their heads following a bizarre car crash off Clover
Sports.
Point.
I'm Steve Duffy at the CFAX Sports Desk. The Canucks hope to bounce back tonight in
and
Calgary.
Weather. It's 15 minutes of news you don't want to miss. Victoria at Noon on CFAX 1070. Now, Lifestyle with Patty Mack on CFAX 1070.
We are back, and we have Grace Gary, who is in the studio with us. Pamela Sylvan has joined us. She is a PR specialist. Her new online magazine, Downtown and Around, launching today, Mojo Maker. We'll hear more about that. I met both these ladies at eWomen a few months ago, and they're both incredible with great stories. And Pamela has come here just last year from Toronto, and kind of has opened a lot of people's eyes to the beauty of Victoria, because sometimes we don't see it when I'm from here and we don't look at it in the same light. And I see Pamela on social media with all the pictures she posts, and it's like, wow, every day you're just like amazed when you walk around the corner from your home. How are you, Pamela?
I'm wonderful. Thanks for having me, Patty.
Nice to see you. Well, you really are. You've like made a huge impact in a short amount of time. Tell us your story, Pamela. You were in Toronto. You decided to move here. What is that journey all about?
Well, I think a lot of people sort of dream about that sort of little pocket of time that they can make some sweeping changes in their life. And it's usually around children going off to school or starting a new life somewhere.
And
hopefully. And I decided I wanted to make that change. And I knew I wanted to come out to the West Coast, but it was a matter of timing for me. And a short space opened up, and it was a matter of weeks, and I took it. I called up. I was teaching PR in Belleville, and I was... I called up the school and said, I won't be back, so you might have to find somebody else. I packed up all my little things. I saw my daughter after school, and I came out west.
Wow. That's amazing. And were you scared? Were you...
No.
You seem so confident all the time. Do you just take life as it comes?
I do. I see it as an adventure. I know things are going to happen, but there's a huge trust that I put out there. And I just trust that it's going to work out, and it's going to take me where I need to go, and I go with it.
You both have very positive energy around you, for sure. And, you know, I saw you first with Sue Maitland and, you know, one of her seminars she gave. And I've seen you everywhere since. And then I see your online magazine, Downtown and Around. And it's doing amazingly well and just continues. Tell people about the magazine.
Well, the magazine basically was my perspective of this area that I moved into. I first started in Ontario. It was a couple of months old before I shut it down because I knew it was coming out west. And when I got here and I landed here and started walking around, I thought, you know what? This has a downtown and an around as well. So here I go. I'm going to open up the magazine and fill it with stories of those people, places, and things that normally won't get the spotlight because they may not make it to mainstream media. So I'm just going to show up and put the spotlight on them and tell their stories. And there's a million stories to get to. Of course, I won't be able to get to it all, but it's been a blast since I've started.
So PR is your background.
Yes.
And you're a professor. You've done all kinds of marketing.
Yes.
So is that your first sort of love is PR?
Is it my first? My first love basically is telling stories in people. And public relations was a great way for me to marry both of them. People always want to know how I came to start the magazine. And it seemed to be a natural evolution of public relations, marketing, love of people, storytelling. The magazine was just that next evolution of basically doing that.
And hard work.
Every single day. I have somebody in Ontario that takes over the social media aspect of it, of the magazine for me, because there's just no way I can do it all.
It's a lot. And talk about, you know, you can be your own rock star publicist. This is seminars and workshops and what you teach.
Yes.
Tell the audience and listeners about
This is my second workshop. I had one last month. It was a huge success, and they've asked to do it again. So that'll be happening next Wednesday on the 27th. And basically, the concept is most people don't understand what it actually takes to get themselves out in front of the media, mainstream, as well as new media, which is the online portion of it. And it's really about getting them engaged in that narrative, how to look at the messages that they're bringing through their business, how to craft it if they don't understand how to do that, and then how to take the steps towards putting themselves out in front of their audience and where to find their audience.
And do we have to work on ourselves first, too, a little bit about our image and who and what we are so that we know what we're launching almost?
Oh, definitely. I think a lot of people really forget about themselves and all of this, that they are actually their business. Mm-hmm. And the minute they step out the door, they're on. And for some people, unless they can pull that whole look and feel and sound and message together, people just aren't getting what they're selling.
No, I'm a realtor, and I know that, you know, you have to be true to who you are also. You can't wear the same outfit someone else does because that's what you think a realtor wears, or if you think you like to tell the odd joke, maybe you have to tone some of them down. But, you know, you have to be true to yourself, and maybe that's an age thing, too, that hopefully you get to.
Well, a big part of what I teach is authenticity, and we all have different audiences that appeal to what we have to say. So you're always going to be true to that audience, and just basically understanding how you're to turn that message on towards that audience, whether it be through a physical image, the messages, how you present yourself through speech or the written word.
When we come back after the break, I want to talk about the different components with social media, because some people, a lot are on a lot of social media platforms. But if you're not, how to maybe access that part too, and maybe it's not that scary.
Okay.
Back in 2 minutes.
Hey, Dad.
Yeah?
You know your job?
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
Some conversations only happen when you're camping. Make sure your RV is ready to go with a spring inspection from Dom's RV, so you can concentrate on what's important. Do it now. Do it better. Dom's RV Service and Supplies. Off Jacqueline in Langford.
Now, CFAX 1070 Community Connection.
Brought to you by Fairway Markets.
Hi, Victoria. I'm Caitlin Livingston, letting you know what's going on around the area. Come and join me at the Selkirk Waterfront Festival. It's busy, fun, free, family-oriented, and not too chilly. There's tons of vendors, live music, and games for the kids. Everyone is in a really good mood and enjoying the food. Seriously, so many options on the menu. Not to mention there's rides here and the biggest bouncy castle I've ever seen. Also, I just gave a Ninja Turtle a hug, so come say hi until 3 o'clock. Tonight, you can follow the dinosaur footsteps or slide back in time to the Ice Age. There will be many adventures like searching for gold, enjoying an IMAX, and a midnight tour. Night at the Royal BC Museum starts at 6:30 and ends at 9 o'clock a.m. More events at CFAX1070.com. That has been your Community Connections brought to you by Fairway Market. No club cards, no points, no gimmicks. Just great card-free pricing.
Your pet doesn't speak English, but you understand.
Hungry again?
Okay, let's cuddle.
I'll get the frisbee.
Pets West understands too. You might not be able to teach an old dog new tricks, but you can take care of your pooch in old age. If your senior dog is experiencing joint pain, then come to Pets West for help. Mention this ad and receive a free sample of recovery joint relief for dogs with qualified purchase while supplies last. Pets West, committed to your pet and the community since 1989.
The BC Electoral Boundaries Commission is proposing changes to the area, boundaries, and names of electoral districts in BC. You are invited to give the Commission your views on the preliminary report at a public hearing in Victoria at the Harbour Towers Hotel at 3:30 p.m. on Tuesday, May 26th. Or listen to MLA submissions at 9 a.m. and 7 p.m. on Wednesday, May 27th. Read the report at bc-ebc.ca/reports. This message is brought to you by the BC Electoral Boundaries Commission.
A trip down memory lane. Boomertown with Barry Bowman. Sundays at 3 on CFAX 1070.
We are back. I'm Patty Mack. You're listening to Lifestyle right here on CFAX 1070 every Saturday from 1 to 2. In the studio today, I have Grace Gary, and I also have Pamela Sylvan. And Pamela, we're talking about one of your businesses, how to be your own rock star publicist. We're going to talk about social media, but it's about branding, right? How do you stand out? What is your thing going to be? Do you have to have a thing? Like, what? How do you make yourself be unique?
Well, everybody has the ability to do that. And I think right now most people walk around with the belief that they don't. They see the others out there that are shiny and bright and exciting, and they hold themselves back because they don't believe that that could ever be them. And what my message is that yes, you can. It's just a matter of going through a process of discovering those things that are uniquely yours. And we package that at that point, and we put some messages around it, and off you go. And you don't have to be loud and brazen. You could be quietly magnificent.
I love that, because even with this networking, and you guys do a lot of it, it's hard sometimes to stay in your own lane, because you can really look, oh well, she's got that, and it becomes really competitive. And I see you're very grounded, you guys, in who you are.
Well, that's important. It's very easy to become distracted with all the noise and shiny distractions out there. And it's going back to the basics and staying in your own lane. And you will draw people to you when you are, like you use the word grounded. You're absolutely right about that. And you're on purpose. You're knowledgeable. You're becoming an expert in each and every day in what you do. And you just keep telling the story of that every day.
All right. And if you don't know something, just be honest about it.
Just tell
us. You know,
I think
sometimes people, when you say these, you know, fabrications, it gets found out. So you have to be like, if you don't know it yet, you will eventually.
And people love you for that anyway. You know, I usually tell people, if I don't know that, I will find it out and I'll be right back at you.
Right. That's a good way to be. Social media. So which platforms, where do you start? I know it's always boils down to who you are, but this can, you know, help your business or help what you're selling.
Yes.
Where do you start with that?
Well, choose one that suits your personality. Not each platform is for everyone. Mm-hmm. And it's very easy to be distracted with all of that, I would call it overwhelming noise. I usually suggest to people, especially if they're new to it, to choose one, get comfortable, familiar with it, and maybe pick up another one or two if they want to go that far. It depends on the degree of their business. Mm-hmm. It's to really understand where you're going with it. It's to have a strategic plan. Most people just sort of jump on and start working at it without really understanding where they're going with it, and they get lost.
So what are the rules, say, in what Grace does or in what I'm doing as a realtor? What kind of rules? Is it sort of personal, like some, you have one page, say, so how much do you promote your stuff without turning people off? What other kind of information do you put out there? How personal do you get? What are kind of rules,
you know what,
that you,
Patty,
put around it?
The biggest rule I have is just be yourself. Share who you are in all of this. People really want to know about you and how you're getting through life and how you're solving problems for yourself and for other people. Every now and then you throw in a little bit about your business and your offerings, but people just want to know that you're a real person. You have your everyday. I mean, I share the fact that the cruise ships come in, and I share the fact that I might be having appetizers somewhere, and people love to follow that. And then every now and then I say, hey, I have a workshop too, by the way.
But you don't ever say, oh man, I feel like crap today, or
yes.
So you share the good and the bad, but mostly the positive.
Mostly the positive. It's about how you tend to spend your life. I mean, after all, nobody wants to follow around a gloomy person, right?
No.
But they also want to know that you're real, and the reality of everyone's life is that some days it's not always 100%.
Right. But I think sometimes people, say on Facebook, we'll think, oh, their right life's so rosy, look at all this stuff happening, and compare themselves.
Well, this is
the
issue
way.
With, especially with Facebook, people tend to paint most of the rosiest aspects of their life, and absolutely nothing wrong with that, but the other darker side of that is that people actually believe that that's your life. It's just like celebrity on TV. We believe that that's how their lives really are. And I'm really advocating to bring out a little bit more of your authentic side into everything that you do. I posted a picture of myself. I went through a photo shoot, and I talked about how I felt about myself during that time, and I, you know, there was a weight issue and all of these things, and it's not to say that I'm never going to come out of my house again, but people need to know that real thoughts go through your head.
Absolutely. I know another realtor in town, Carrie Davies, who puts up really funny things on houses, and you know, I think sometimes that's probably another area you could hit, right? If that is your personality.
Yes.
You can be different from everybody else by your uniqueness and humor.
Well, exactly. And what is your particular spin on life? People just want to know, what is it that they can attach to? Bring that out. That's also part of your personal brand.
Now, do you do linking of all kind of platforms to make it easy? Like, say, with your business, is it the same messaging through all
yes.
the different levels of things you're doing?
Yes. For instance, when I post to Downtown and Around, I'm able to post to about 5 or 6 different platforms because we're pushing really a lot of information through there. And we just want to make sure that we push it through to the right thing. So I may not push the same article to each one of those platforms based on what it is. I might have something very comical that I may not put through to LinkedIn. I may not press the LinkedIn button, but I have the ability to put it there if I wanted to. It's understanding the audience, what is the message you're sending out, and is it appropriate at the time to send it.
So is PR and marketing, what are our differences?
You know what? Online, the lines are very blurred. It's really about getting your brand out consistently and in a way that does not turn people off. Traditional PR and marketing had their very distinct line, different skill sets, but not anymore, not so much anymore.
So it's your job then to break all this down for people. And
Absolutely.
Make it so it's not scary.
Absolutely. And it is not scary. And I really do urge people to understand how to run their own PR and marketing for themselves. I find it's very important. Even if they can hire someone like myself to take it on initially for them and train them how to put in all the campaigns and do everything they need to do, but also teaching them how to run it themselves. And then I eventually step away.
Because it's so important. Because if you're going to put all this energy into a business, nothing more important than marketing.
Well,
PR,
just like
getting
Bill,
your word out.
To quote Bill Gates, if he had $1 left, he'd put it into PR.
I like that. When we come back after the break, let's talk about Mojo Maker launching today.
Great.
This program is brought to you by Marigold Nurseries.
Imagine a spectacular fruit salad. Now imagine that you made it with fruit from your own fruit trees. And where do you get them? Marigold Nurseries. Apple, pear, plum, cherry. Browse Marigold's wide variety of vegetable and fruit starts. Lettuce, spinach, broccoli, raspberries, blueberries, and more. Spring is the thing at Marigold Nurseries, where great ideas are blooming. Drop by and visit today. On Lockside Drive in Sanishton, online at marigoldnurseries.com.
From our growing family to yours. Marigold Nurseries.
Hi, it's Tom. What was your address again? Huh, that's where I am. I thought I was at the wrong place. No, I'm on your roof, and it's in good shape. You're at least 5 years from needing it replaced. You're very welcome.
Sometimes you don't need a new roof. And if that's the deal, Ariel Roofing will tell you.
I'm Tom Williams, owner of Ariel Roofing. We're honest about roofing. For a free estimate, get in touch at aerialroofing.ca.
When Dad got older, we wanted to make sure he was well taken care of. He just wanted to socialize.
Oh yeah, oh yeah!
We wanted 24-hour nursing staff, and we liked the fully equipped private rooms. He liked the on-site, award-winning chef.
Bon appetit. Bon appetit.
We wanted to visit him, and he wanted a place to call home.
Hi, Grandpa!
We all found what we wanted with Sydney All Care Residence.
Sydney All Care Residence, privately offering respite, complex, and palliative care with no wait list. Learn more at allcarecanada.ca.
Hi, it's Wendy from All Victoria Vacuums with a Vac Fact. Did you know vacuuming was once a two-person job? One person to man the hose and the other to work the hand crank. At All Victoria Vacuums, we know vacuums inside and out. So why buy from a big box store when you have experts to help you make the best choice? We carry top brands like Dyson, Miele, Sebo, Ricard, and built-ins like Canavac and Nilfisk. Get the facts from All Vic Vac, the island's only authorized Dyson repair shop at Hillside and Cedar Hill for 38 years.
We are back. I'm Patty Mack. You're listening to Lifestyle. In the studio, we have Grace Gary from Graceful Solutions and Pamela Sylvan from Downtown Around Online Magazine, PR specialist, How to Be Your Own Rockstar Publicist, and today, Mojo Maker. Tell us about Mojo Maker. I love that.
Yes, Mojo Maker has been about 3 years in the making. And just to give you a little bit of how it even started in my mind, I was coming back from a presentation in Halifax and I was in the airport. It was a quick turnaround, tired. And a client texted me on the phone to ask something. And my reply was, I've lost my mojo. And their reply to that was, Pamela, you can never lose your mojo. And it instantly, that stuck in my head. So that day, Mojo Maker was born in Halifax Airport, and it took me 3 years to do something about it.
So cool. Your mojo, baby. And now tell us about your Mojo Maker. What is it?
Well, basically, I've taken on the position as that person that helps others power themselves up to get things done, get that project out the door, get their life out the door in any way that they possibly can, and bringing in some principles to help spiral up the energy, spiral up the thinking, asking powerful questions, putting some powerful next step, let's move next kind of movements into their life.
And you already have some clients that you're working with starting this?
Always. I mean, you know, I launched the website tonight, but I've always been working with people. And this is exciting for me. It took me a while to own it, though. I felt a little bit off about owning it in the beginning.
And why is that?
Well, I hadn't quite convinced myself that I was the Mojo Maker. And I had a friend back east that kept telling me, but people keep showing up in that capacity with you. Just own it. Just do it. And I thought, okay, I'm ready. When I got to Victoria, I got ready.
So cool. And Grace, we were talking, I think everybody has unique gifts in them to give. We all have something. And sometimes we may not see it right away, but maybe it's someone telling you. And then you eventually get there, right?
Yes.
And I know, Grace, you wanted to give her a little shout out.
Yes, I wanted to give Grace a major shout out. We know Grace is someone that counsels people through self-care issues and weight issues. And Grace consented to be my person, my accountability person around that, because I had, out of being so busy in my life and what I do, I lost control of myself. And Grace was able to bring my awareness back on board, where I was able to say, okay, I'm putting myself first. I'm going to do what I have to do to take care of things. And I started losing weight and I'm feeling good.
And you look great. And I think it's easier to manage all you're doing when you feel better.
Yeah, and to say and to add to that, you do need help. You know, we all try to do everything alone, and I was very guilty of that. And I found that in a lot of areas of your life, and especially as you step out into the world doing greater things, you do need help. You just can't do a lot of these things by yourself. And that's what I'm offering myself up now for others through Mojo Maker, is because sometimes at the beginning, you just need a little bit of help.
And I guess, Grace, you must see a lot of very successful people who, it must be great to get someone like Pamela, who maybe is always dealing with other people, to come to you and actually say, I need your help today.
Yes, I think it's very important, because especially when you're in the public eye, you know, it's like Oprah, you're really self-conscious if you are carrying a bit of extra weight. And often when you're that busy, it's hard to keep everything on the plate. Pardon
so
the
to speak.
Well, there was no problem with that.
But I think it's hard to keep the self-care on the plate and the prioritizing oneself. So I think it's very important for women who are very powerful already, have a lot of influence in the world, to feel good about yourself as well.
Absolutely, because Pamela, you know, the goal of everything is to enjoy what you're doing as well, and not to sort of get yourself sick because you're spinning around in a tailspin all the time and not taking time to
getting crazy for me, as someone that helps other people get the spotlight on themselves, here I was running away from the spotlight because I wasn't happy with how I was looking. So there was a little bit of an issue going on.
Well, and we all have it, and that's what makes us human, right? And so Mojo Maker, give us some tips. Say one of our listeners is there and they've got a great idea, they got something, but their office is a mess, they don't know where to go next. What's a couple of things to get that cracking?
Well, it's really about getting themselves in front of their big why. Why are you doing this? And why are you not taking that next step towards it? And usually for a lot of, especially business people, they don't know how to get themselves out in front of their people. They don't know where to find them. And they don't know how to get themselves to take that bold step that they need to take. That's usually the tough one. I have some very smart people in front of me that I work with, and getting them to take the next step, difficult. So how I get them to do that is, well, I get them in front of me and we start going through the questions. I have about 5 questions that I go through with them. And after they hear themselves talking and speaking the answers, they can feel the energy shifting. It's a powerful experience.
Well, because just like the weight, Grace, it's sometimes easier just to not do anything, right? Because, you know, everything's okay. I don't really have to launch either a new weight thing or a new product or whatever it may be. Mm-hmm. And you sit. And you're not really happy in either, right?
And it's always better in your mind. The fantasy of the product launch or the fantasy of looking good is always better in your mind.
And you have to do the work.
There's no work to be done. There's no failure involved. There's no accountability. However, if you actually want real life results, a move has to be made, and there's no silver bullet to this.
Absolutely. Tell us, we got 1 minute left. What are some of your favorite places in Victoria, both of you?
Oh, boy. Dallas Road for me. The water, the ships, the otters, the herons, the people, Beacon Hill Ice Cream, Beacon Hill Park.
Beautiful. What about you, Grace?
I love Ogden Point. I love walking out in the breakwater. And just, I love Dallas Road as well.
Yeah. It's gorgeous. You know, I'm so glad they got those railings. I was one of those people that was in the middle, like, crouched. Yay! And I was always so nervous of the sides. I think it's actually pretty cool. I know a lot of people were against it, but what a gem, right? To go out there. Sometimes you see whales. I mean, it's just so
It's
cool,
magical.
Right?
We're living in a postcard.
We are. How do people get a hold of you?
www.pamelasullivan.com, or I'm on Facebook, Pamela Sullivan Mojo Maker.
And Downtown and Around.
And downtownandaround.com, of course.
And Grace and Pamela, wonderful to have you on with your big girl names.
Thank you.
Or big girl panties, that we say. TJ, thank you as always. Wonderful to
Thank you, Patty, for having me.
Wonderful to learn all these great stories and information. I know you've helped people out there today. Until we meet again, get out there and enjoy your life.